Hi and welcome to Home Education for All, or HEFA for short. At HEFA, we believe that community is the heart of home education, and so that's what we built. We built a community in the UK, helping, supporting and uplifting each other to be the best home educators we can be. And now we're coming to you via this podcast too. Stay tuned for all things home education in the UK via our amazing, experienced, knowledgeable and often hilarious team. We truly believe home education can be for everyone, and we hope listening here will give you the confidence or knowledge you need if you've been considering home education. Let's dive in. Hello, this is a surprise podcast for you, all about the holidays, because, you know, it seems like a good idea. So we are about halfway through the 6-week school holidays in the UK, sorry, in England, in Scotland. I think you guys are already back into sort of, you're heading back into school or back into home ed or however it is that you do things. But I think the holidays in Scotland have finished or just about to, and we're about halfway through in England. Why is that relevant to home ed? So number one, there are lots of home edders who have children who are in school and also home ed, and therefore the holidays will be relevant to them. There are some people who home ed all of their children, but they like to stick to terms and home ed during school terms and have holidays during school holidays. And there are also those of us who don't really pay any attention to whether it's a school term or whether it's a half term or whether it's a summer holiday. But the fact that 99% of the rest of children in the country do adhere to those things because they're in school will have an impact on how we home ed during the summer, for example. So let's talk about myself, my family. We don't, so we are self-directed learners. We don't follow terms or holidays and things like that. However, our rhythm and our structure to our days and weeks looks significantly different when children are out of school. And the reason for that is because everywhere that we normally go during the week now has 99% of the population of children in those spaces, whereas previously there's like 1%, which is us home educators plus sort of preschool ages who, you know, maybe go to nursery or preschool in the morning or the afternoon, and they're out and about the rest of the time. So for us, the summer holidays and the half terms are a time when our home ed groups aren't running. They do only run term time because that's what makes the most sense to our community. And the reason for that is because we're better able to make use of the spaces that we use when everybody else is in school. So, for example, we have a sports session twice a week, and it's just out in the open, you know, out on like, you know, a field and things like that. And when school children are out and about, it means that they'll often see some kind of group activity going on and they'll want to come and join in, not realising that it's a specific session that's been paid for by the home ed community for home edders. And also it gets very, very busy in those spaces that we usually use. So what do we do instead? Well, We don't hibernate in the summer, but we definitely do things very differently. So in the summer holidays, we spend a lot more time at home in the garden, and we make use of friends, seeing friends at each other's houses instead of out and about in the community. We also make use of knowing when schooled children and schooled families are more likely to be out and about. So, one of the things that you learn as a home educator is that early mornings are your friend and late afternoon evenings are your friend, because the core group of people who go out for the day kind of go out between 10 and 3. And then they're kind of starting to pack up, or they're starting to sort of dissipate for 5 o'clock onwards for sure. So we make use of the mornings, which very rarely happens in my house because mornings don't exist, and evenings. So, for example, on Monday we went to IKEA, and I'm sure you're thinking, why would you do that to yourself? But we went at 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, most people have had their fill by then. 4:30, people are heading home, thinking about dinner, all of those kinds of things. So we went into IKEA and it was really quiet. We had a fantastic time. We did have a reason for going in there, but also we just really like, exploring all of the different room setups and sitting in all of the sofas and chairs and having fun. So that was a really enjoyable afternoon. But we didn't do it until 4:30, because that way people are all busy heading home and doing things after they've been out for the day, and then we can make use of the space like we normally would during the week, in term time. We were invited to the park yesterday, and it was significantly busier, but not as horrendous as I expected. And the group that we went with found a quiet little corner, at the park, and the kids really enjoyed themselves. So that worked. But we were only there for an hour. So, we don't plan going out for the day or days out during the summer holidays. We plan little pockets of time going off to do different things, so that we don't end up very, very overwhelmed. When it comes to having kids that are in school and home ed, that can make it a little bit trickier, right? Because you've got a home edder who's used to being able to utilize their time in a very different way, and then you've got a school child who is at school during those times, so they're more likely to want to go out and utilize their time during the summer holidays. I remember this quite well when I had one in school and the others were home ed, and it can be tricky to get the balance right. For us, I think we worked on a similar principle to what we do now, which is instead of having full days out, we had little pockets of time throughout the week where we did things. Or my child who was in school went off and did things with other families as well. So we made use of other families who also are schooled children, and them inviting my child off to do day activities with them. And that worked really well. The one thing, I think there's a few things to consider about the holidays when you are considering home ed. So for those of you who haven't taken the leap yet, and maybe you're considering home ed for September, or you want to see how September goes and then decide. Please don't base your decision on these 6 weeks. There is this kind of urge to see the 6 weeks holiday as some kind of trial of home ed. And it doesn't work, quite simply. And it won't ever work because of how terms and things are set up. So if you've got a child that's in school that you are considering home ed and you've now got the 6 weeks holiday, you're about halfway through and you're thinking, I could not do this every day for the next however many years. Like, this is a nightmare. And I remember it myself because I used to absolutely hate the 6 weeks holiday. I'd be like, oh no, like the holidays are coming and I don't know what to do with my children for the next 6 weeks and they're going to be at each other's throats. You know, and it wouldn't even have occurred to me at the time that, you know, I'd be here 10 years later, home edding every day. It still strikes me as odd occasionally, but the 6 weeks holiday is a time for your child to rest, recuperate and recover from the last school year. So they might, for example, be quite stressed out because they've got a lack of routine, and they're used to having that routine of getting up at a certain time. Even if they struggle with getting to school, like one of mine did, it was still the routine of having those daily conversations and collaborations to try and get you to put your uniform on because we need to go. All of those things, even if you don't view them as particularly beneficial, they're still part of the routine that your child has been doing. And without those routines, that can feel really discombobulating. Love that word. It can feel really confusing and you feel a little bit lost and bored. And the word bored tends to not really mean bored. It tends to mean, I'm not really sure about this. I'm not feeling it. I'm not sure why, but it will be boring. And that usually equates to, I'm feeling really anxious about it. But I don't know how to explain that to my parent. So you might have a little anxious mess, basically. Or you might have a child who is really, really happy to be on the summer holidays and doesn't want to do anything and just wants to chill at home. And you're like, well, we'd never be able to do home ed then because they wouldn't go anywhere. They wouldn't do anything. These are all really normal responses to the summer holidays. When you think back to your own summer holidays, I remember by the end of sort of June, July, it was always a slog getting to school every day because it's getting warmer. You don't want to be stuck in a classroom. And everything, just nothing's going in your head anymore. And it gets to the summer holidays and no matter what kind of person you are, you're like, oh, thank God I don't have to do all of those things. And then you've suddenly got parents going, right, well, we've planned this day trip and we've done this and you're going to see that friend and you're having a sleepover there. And I remember thinking to myself, that's really wonderful. And I'm really like, you know, it's great, but I don't really want to. I'd much rather just sit and play on my, you know, Game Boy or read my book in the garden or do some painting. I used to love sitting in the garden and like painting and drawing pictures of the pond that we had and animals that I would find and things like that. So it's not a good indicator, basically, the 6 weeks holiday of anything other than getting through it in whatever way is right for you. So if you've got kids that are really struggling with the summer holidays and have always struggled with the summer holidays like my kids used to, then it's not going to give you a good idea of what home ed could look like. If you've got kids that are just not wanting to do anything, wanting to stay in bed, just wanting to chill, then that's not going to give you a good impression of what home ed could look like. The only thing that gives you a good impression of what home ed will look like is doing home ed. And doing it over a significant period of time. 6 weeks is a snap of a finger. It's nothing in terms of the whole year. And on top of that, there's all of these other energies intermixed with it because it's the summer holidays. As if it's a holiday. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting or relaxing, or, you know, there's all of these expectations as to what a summer holiday should look like. Usually you will conjure ideas of Enid Blyton, picture book covers of these wonderful children mixed with the sun and a little dog and sticks and a river babbling, a babbling brook nearby. We actually do have those days, but not during the summer holidays. It usually happens towards the end of the term before the summer holidays. And it's always really beautiful. We just all congregate for a end of the school year picnic. And then the kids go off exploring and do what they're going to do, which is usually in the sea or in the river. Sometimes people bring kayaks and things like that, and everybody has a go. It's just it's usually a really beautiful. I quite often will take a picture and go, that's an Enid Blyton book cover. And I know that even if that happens once a year, that's a memory, locked in of what home ed can look like on some days. And on other days, that home ed is going to look like us being at home and chilling and having lots of really weird debates like we did last night about NATO and peace treaties. So wherever you're at this halfway point of the summer holidays, I need you to be really gentle with yourself. I need you to recognise that this is not an indicator of how home ed might go. This is not a test the waters experience, because it's not a fair test. The fair test is starting home ed and seeing where you're at 6 months later, or even a year later. Like, one of my children, took them 3 years to really settle into home education. So, you're still educating during that time. You're still finding your feet. You're still finding ways that can and can't work for your family. And your child is still receiving an education. But for those 3 years, he took a really long time to settle in. And that's understandable given what he had gone through. So for those of you thinking, excellent, we're about halfway through and we're doing okay, so we should be fine for home ed in September. Please, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I'm gonna. This is not an indicator of what home ed will look like. It rarely, I'll say that there are a few examples where people kind of start home ed at the end of term and then sort of hit the ground running in September because they've had the 6 weeks. But it's rare. Because you either have come out of school for a really good reason, or you've chosen to home ed and not send your children to school for a really good reason. And if your child is coming out of school, it's highly likely that you guys are going to need some time to de-school and decompress and all of those things that is necessary for you to start to find your feet. So, yeah. Summer holidays can be tough. And my main point for you to take away is that that's got nothing to do with home education. It's not even got anything to do with school education. It's got everything to do with 6 weeks where your children are having these expectations put on them and you're having expectations put on you about what this is supposed to look like. And we get that in home ed as well, what home ed is supposed to look like. The only thing any of this is supposed to look like is what's right for your family. And if that is hibernating over the holidays, then that is perfectly beautiful for your family. If it's going out and doing lots of things with lots of people, that's perfect too. If it's a mixture, if it's a struggle, all of that is normal. Yeah. So I don't know whether that's a positive podcast or not, actually. It feels positive to me. But then I've had 10 summer holidays to get through as a home educator, and many more previously as a parent of schooled children. So I guess I hope it's positive. I hope it's given you something to think about. Just don't base your decisions on what this 6 weeks looks like. If you're brand new to home education, don't get to September and go, do you know what? I can't do this because the 6 weeks were awful. Give it 6 months. 6 weeks is nothing. And the same for those of you who have a fantastic 6 weeks. Give it 6 months, because you don't know what will settle in and what will come up as you journey through this lifelong learning experience. I hope you are having a good summer holidays. And I hope that no matter where you're at, you are being gentle with you and gentle with your kids and just taking each day as it comes. I will see you in a couple of weeks for our first podcast back after the 6 weeks holiday. Until then, take care.